Exactly like the north wall, the south wall shows clear evidence of the chancel having been extended. Both walls have the vertical course of ashlars about halfway along. Both have the short horizontal string of ashlars in the earlier part of the wall, just higher than the foot of the lancets. Both walls are largely flint, with the vertical course in the south wall being a mix of pulbrous stone from the ground up, with Caen stone above. The lancet surrounds largely of Caen stone. Like the north wall, the flint varies significantly over the wall. In the early west part of the chancel, the flint below the lancets is all laid in courses, which extend higher to the left of the vertical ashlar course. Round the lancet, the flints tend to be bigger and more randomly laid. You get a pretty good idea of how much the wall must have been rebuilt after the insertion of the west lancet. The courses of the horizontal ashlars at the level of the foot of the lancets are almost identical on the two walls. West of the vertical line of ashlars, at the end of the original chancel, there are four pulbrous stone ashlars in each case, which would seem to imply that there were formerly identical windows in both walls prior to the lancets being inserted. The hard pointing to the flintwork of the chancels is from 1864 to protect the walls after the render was removed. Now turn to your left and move towards the south aisle extension to look at the east wall of the aisle.